What is a soul map, Jeffrey?
In my experiences, it's basically the plan that we come in with. Probably a good example of this is when we have tragedy and people go through terrible tragedies, and through that tragedy they prevail. Another example would be, which I always use, is like the idea of Bill Gates, who, you know, ended up being who he was based on his soul map. And I think that we all come in with that, you know, soul potential or soul purpose.
Now, there's a big difference. You said soul potential.
Yeah.
Is it only a potential, in your opinion, Jeffrey, or is it actually a map of what's, you know, how your life is going to unwind? In other words, Bill Gates, you mentioned Bill Gates. Yeah. Could Bill Gates have done anything else, or was Bill Gates predestined, you know, to become Bill Gates?
I think in my experiences, I would say to you that Bill Gates was predestined to be Bill Gates. That he came in with, you know, a definitive soul map, and that's what he was supposed to do.
The thing that bothers me about that, Jeffrey, is that that means we're sort of all little marionettes, right? Dancing to a preordained tune.
In some cases, I would agree with you, but there are different elements of the map where I call the GPS changes, because we kind of go through a different, you know, longitude and latitude. And, you know, I use Bill Gates as an example, but there's other examples that I know of and I could think of where people have gone through things that are not on the magnitude of Bill Gates, but end up absolutely fulfilling their soul purpose.
Well, I mentioned in the first hour, I've gone some, you know, through some of the biggest mountains of happiness and the biggest valleys of tragedy you can possibly imagine. And so I don't know. I often wonder whether that's all preordained and we're supposed to trudge through these, as Ramona told me, and play out the hand we're dealt, or whether free will enters into all of this someplace or another, that old bitch of free will. What do you think?
I think the free will part does come in. I mean, people ask me, and I talk about it in the book, the idea, which is jumping ahead a little bit, but the idea when you have somebody that all of a sudden goes out in their life and, you know, passes on, was that like a predestined thing? And usually in the experiences I've had, that person will give you an indication or give you an aspect of knowing that it's, you know, it's their time and they're supposed to be going. And I think that's where that part comes in with the soul map.
Is this a first-time soul, or do you believe in reincarnation, Jeff?
Oh, I absolutely believe in reincarnation.
I absolutely do.
Yes, they do.
I have frequently said and been told by many guests that reincarnation was at one time a part of the Bible, and that it was deleted at the Council of Nicaea. Now, is that, as far as you know, true or not?
I don't know. I would say to you that I really believe it's always been there, and I would say to you I would have to agree with that. I think it's part of what's there, and I think, unfortunately, what happens is people want you to believe what they want you to believe, and they're not always open-minded in that sense. And I think that that was something that they just couldn't accept. But there's no doubt in my experiences that you see souls, they come in, you can tell who's an old soul, who's a young soul. And a good example is like what you were talking about, what you went through. Okay, there's a reason soul-wise where we go through this.
Give me some sort of further explanation of what you mean by that. There's a reason why we go through these things.
Well, I mean,
is it because of some previous life?
Yes. I mean, I look at it from the point that you went through the tragedy of losing your wife. You went through all these tough experiences, okay?
Oh.
And then you brought all this happiness in now. So it's like you went the full gamut or the full circle to get to that point. So I really believe in my experiences and what I've come to learn through the spirit world is the factor that the spirits play a role in that. And that's where the reincarnation line comes in. And that's where we really learn to understand our, you know, our potential and our purpose.
Is it your view, and in recent weeks I've had guests on who have, I mean, it's always bothered me, Jeffrey, that what in the heck is reincarnation good for if you cannot consciously remember any of the triumphs or mistakes or tragedies from previous life? But people have said, no, nobody could stand that consciously. It's all in the subconscious. And
absolutely. I agree with that because I think it's triggered at different points. It's like a person that would come in that would have alcoholic issues, and all of a sudden they are able to change those issues. Those are, a lot of times those things are brought in from other times.
Huh. So a person with alcoholic issues in one life is likely to do what in the next? Follow along and once again have the same problem or the opposite and not touch alcohol?
In my experiences, usually if it's been there before, it's going to come back again, unless it's conquered and it's dealt with. And that's the part of the reincarnation.
I see. In other words, what you conquer in one life, you don't carry forth to the next.
Exactly. And that's how the soul evolves.
And many have described it as a school, one from which you eventually graduate?
Yes, I would call it a full-time university.
Full-time university. But graduation is possible.
At one point, absolutely.
And then what?
And then that's where we get into the higher consciousness and you evolve, and I think that's where we get the idea of the higher being. I mean, it takes a long time. I don't know of anybody on this plane right now that's gotten to that point where they've gotten to that university.
Well, you might not. I mean, maybe they go through a door that we can't get through.
It's quite possible.
Does the soul come in with a specific purpose?
In my experiences, I would say most definitely. I mean, there are no accidents in the things that I've seen from the point that you are guided. I think that you do these little bumps along the way sometimes where you kind of, I don't want to say sabotage yourself, but you stop yourself from reaching where you're supposed to be. I had put examples of things I came across. I had this very well-known actress who constantly, in the beginning, was in her way, and every time she was close to stardom, you know, she would crash. And then finally she achieved where she was supposed to be. But it was a constant struggle from the point that anything that could go wrong, you know, did go wrong.
Yeah, there are people, aren't there, who constantly are sabotaging themselves.
And it is, and I really believe that's where the soul map comes in, because we have these things that we bring in. You can call them gifts. You can call them abilities. But they are things that are very much, you know, they're prevalent. They play a role.
Is there a way in this current conscious life that we have of taking a look at the soul path, of, in other words, understanding where your life is going to go?
I think it happens on an everyday experience. I think what happens with some people is they may start out in one direction where I'm trying to think of a good example. Probably a good example I would be is I had a lot of people, unfortunately, that went through the whole 9/11 experience. You know, and living in New York and dealing with some of the families. And I saw, you know, firsthand with some of the people that I dealt with where their lives were terribly altered by this event. And they were able to, you know, change their total path and, you know, turn it around. One ended up being in public office. You know, one did all this charity stuff and really made a difference. And, you know, all these different things evolved from this, which was a horrible, horrible thing.